Does God look down on the boys in the barroom? Mainly forsaken, but surely not judged. Jacks, kings, and aces, their faces in one. Do, Lord, deliver our kind. From singing for whiskey, three strings on the fiddle, four on the guitar, a song that I love. Many's the night we spent picking and singing in hopes it be pleasing both here and above. Jack, string fiddle, tune a saw, tooth bow. Who loves loneliness, loves it alone. I love the dim lights like some love the dew. The only thing I wonder sometimes is, does God look down on the boys in the barroom? Mainly forsaken, but surely not judged. Jacks, kings, and aces, their faces in wine. Do, Lord, deliver our kind.
Radio. Look at that vapor. I must get a record of that.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Somebody you really care about.
the screen.
That's right. That's right, Chesty. That's, you would think that's a live cut right there.
Sounds live. They're all screaming for him.
13th floor elevators, Doc.
Wow.
Covering that Solomon Burke tune there. Everybody needs somebody to love. Right, but Joe, now, it's dubious whether that's really a live cut. Am I correct?
Yeah, that album. It's kind of like that Seeds live album where it's like somebody just, hey, we want to put out a record. Do we have some studio cuts? We'll just throw some sound effects, some crowd effects over top of it. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Look how live is it?
Yeah, so this is technically this. Comes from their third album on the International Artists label, right, out of Texas. It was just a bunch of outtakes and rehearsal sessions in the studio that were sitting around, and he put some crowd noise to it and said, hey, it's the Elevators live, man. And because they were going through some tough times, right? Good old Rocky Erickson, who passed away, right? We're taking care of business now here, folks, tonight on Lost Discs Radio. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you at top of the hour. Right? Dr. Doc Brown was over there, I think on the mic, but I didn't...
No, he is.
Didn't pick him up last time.
He's over right here.
And that was Chesty over there squealing on the auxiliary.
Yep, she is too.
Right.
I think we're talking pronouns tonight.
Right, and that was Joe Stacks over there. What'd you say, Joe?
I said, feeling, reeling, and squealing. And also, since we're talking about Rocky Erickson, if you have ghosts, you have everything.
Wow. Joe Stacks dropping the quotage for you tonight on the show, man, because we lost poor Rocky Erickson, and that's like 2 months ago now. And then top of the show there, Doc, we kicked it off with Robert Hunter.
Wow.
Okay, so that's another guy we lost much too early, I'm thinking.
Interesting. He's got a pretty good voice. I'd never heard of him sing that way.
Mm.
You know, I heard later stuff that he didn't sound as good.
Well, this comes from 1974,
uh-huh.
Right? Or 75. I think it's 74 off of Rum Runners album. Boys in the Barroom from Robin Hunter on the Round record label. Of course, that was the Dead's label, right, uh-huh. Doc? Is that not right?
I think it's right.
And
I don't know.
So anyway, Rocky Erickson, man, we're going to do a little set for him, Joe. Now, give it to us real quick here. Rocky Erickson back in the day... You know, they got two albums out, and then he sort of had a major lysergic meltdown.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, in Texas, that was enough to get him put away for a while. He was actually busted for marijuana along the way, and that was enough to say, hey, maybe we should just put him in a psych hospital for a few years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it didn't really help.
Yeah, so he was out of commission there for a while, and that was kind of the end of his involvement, really, with the group. But now he came back later, and I have a record. I actually have the 45 now of Rocky Erickson. This is like from 1984, Joe. Do you have an idea what song I might be talking about?
Well, I'm thinking 84. It's going to be one of a couple of things.
Yeah.
It could be a song that I first heard on the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack called Burn the Flames.
No.
Or there was a, I think that came off of the same album, though, that I picked up in our Edinburgh years called Don't Slander Me.
Yeah, that's it, man. A solo Rocky Erickson, sort of a trying to have a comeback, man. And he's coming back right now on Lost Discs.
The devil, the blues, and the emotions won't put you in a bad tune, a bad form of the blues are. But it is not too hot for you. Not too hot, not too hot, not too hot for you.
Lost Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant Replay.
Hey! Hey, neat! Neat, I can see the future!
In this elevator shaft, tumbled down four floors, got up, brushed himself off, and said, "By God, I said up!"
Lost Discs Radio.
You see sounds, you hear colors, so they tell me.
okay. The Click. Now, we all know The Click, right? Doc, you know The Click. They
Click
did,
with a Q, right?
Not, with a Q-U-E, right.
Yeah.
And that's, but now there's a British group, The Click, right, that had like one or two records. But this was the American Click, who you probably know, Doc, from doing the originals, I Am Superman.
Right,
Joe? And now this is before they hooked up with Gary Zechley and did Superman and Sugar on Sunday and all that stuff on the White Whale label.
On the White Whale label, yeah.
So this is on the Scepter label. They're covering that Elevators tune, that Rocky Erickson tune, Splash One. Okay, so that's a very special song to us from, you know, our whole good old days. And right there in the set, trying to say goodbye to good old Rocky Erickson, you know, for what it's worth. It was Lou Ann Barton covering his Don't Slander Me, right? His 80s sort of try-to-be-comeback thing that we heard the original version of there at the top of that set from Rocky Erickson. So, Joe, I don't know Lou Ann Barton. Should I?
Well, she's not really on, not been on my radar. I know she's part of the Austin scene, another Texas performer. Did some solo stuff on the Asylum label. Yeah, she was a member of the original Double Trouble with Stevie Ray Vaughan, starting in the late 70s.
Yeah, that was.
She's been around, man, and that was a butt-kicking version of Don't Swim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She kicked the shit out of that. Is what she did. All right. And speaking of that kind of, not really speaking of that kind of thing at all, but sort of on the email. It's good old Wayne and Diana, North Carolina. I do believe, man, and they are digging it. They're digging the stuff on the turntable. Yes. Yes, we are all doing well tonight. Right? And they're digging it on the internet. Digging it on the internet feed. We don't know if anyone's got it on the short wave. Right? And that's the only one we've got in tonight. Doc, why don't you give them the email address to hip them up?
Sure, that'd be LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Discs with a C. Discs with a C there, Lost Discs Radio.
Wow.
At yahoo.com.
Wow. You just nailed it on the first try.
15 years later. 20 almost.
Let's have the sound of one hand clapping.
Yes.
For that. And okay, now here we go. Joe, this is very exciting. I want to get into Johnny and the Hurricanes, only because I've been going around most of my life not really caring much about Johnny and the Hurricanes, right? They had, what was their big hit? Red River Rock or something, I believe, right? They're sort of an organ-driven instrumental group, like a pre-surf instrumental group, right in that niche right there. And but I happened to pick up a copy of this record called Down Yonder Rock, which was a charting record for them. But the flip side is a thing called Sheba. And I'll be damned that this is not one of the best instrumentals I've ever heard from this era. And somehow it kind of has a good October Halloween rocking kind of vibe to it. The out of sight sounds of Johnny and the Hurricane. We'll be right back.
That's it, sweetie. That's it. That's it. Do it real pretty for the pretty people.
Buck Rogers can never put me down, even though he's been around. 'Cause when I was out walking late last night, I looked up and saw a most astonishing sight.
I'm the Bellies from Bellies.
And that's no jive, it was live. I said to it, what's happening, man? Like, where's your body, your feet, and your hands? It said to me,
don't throw a million, but where I come from, this is it, just a million from
million. That cat was cool, like a ghoul. I said to him, do you know what you're missing? You can't get hugging along with your kissing. Just a face, that can't be too hot. When you hold your baby close, you hold her close to what? And you can't wear a boat neck sweater or dirty tennis sneakers, man. There's nothing better. And when everyone is dancing and the music really goes, what can you do? Wiggle your nose.
I'm the Bellies from Bellies. I am here, but you make me play. So I'll get a body. I'll take the one you got.
I felt kind of funny, and when I looked down, sure enough, there was nothing from my chin to the ground.
Now I'm the Bellies from Alawawatos Bellies, and I'm looking for a body like yours.
Lost discs,
yeah, you got it. Time machines.
Running to strangers.
Babe,
Jan?
Lost Disc Radio.
Frankly, I've heard they're all on pots and LSD.
Dark, rain falling down. Looked for my baby, he's nowhere around. I traced his footsteps down to the shore, afraid he's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave him alone tonight? That's why his footsteps ran to the sea. That's why my baby is gone from me. Looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. And it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, he's mine to keep. I saved my baby from that endless sleep. I saved my baby from that endless sleep. I saved my baby from that endless sleep.
Judds. It's the Judds, ladies and gentlemen. Right on our turntable tonight, the Judds on the RCA label.
Wait, that's the mother-daughter?
The mother?
That's really a rarity here.
That's right. It's a country record. It's an 80s thing.
Countries from the 80s? Are we running low on material?
Look, man. 1989 on that, when it was a B-side for the Judds. Okay, so a non-charting B-side. So come on. How many people? That's a lost disc at this point. Come on, 30 years on, can we call that a lost disc? Because we have to play Endless Sleep every October, Doc. Based on that old Jody Reynolds original 1958 smash top 10 hit. All right. Before that was the Beau Brummels, yes, on the Autumn label. That was right off the 45 RPM as well, with Don't Talk to Strangers, a low-charting Hot 100 hit for the Beau Brummels out of 1965. As a matter of fact, that was on the charts in October of 1965, right about this time, Doc, if you'd have been back in that day. Also happens to be your little Bobby Day reference. That was the penultimate record he played on his last show last October. Jeff Barry, before that. Now, we're all very disturbed about this, Joe.
Rightly so.
Okay, The Face from Outer Space. Now, this is the Jeff Barry. This predates his collaboration with Ellie Greenwich, right? This is on the RCA label, 1960.
I was definitely catching a nervous vibe on this one.
Oh, very good.
Nervous.
God bless us.
Transfusion.
But yeah, that noise that was happening there made me think of Ape Call.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. And then Johnny and the Hurricanes kicked off the damn set there off the Big Top Records label. We even have the picture sleeve on that one. I want to tell you that was Sheba, right? An obscure, non-charting B-side, but clearly the superior side of that damn 45 right there, right? On the on the turntable. All right, now, come on. We've heard it again on an email from someone. It's Cosmic Debris and Jane of the Lumpy Gravy radio show, right? Down in Mount Airy, Maryland. They got a solid S9, very little noise, and clear hi-fi HF. Right, man? They are digging it. And by the way, big shout-out to J.J. Johnson tonight, Doc.
Oh, nice. There's a blast from the past.
Still listening?
He was out there. He's in the chat room tonight. He chimed in. Wow. He's digging it, digging the show with us live. And, of course, as you know, guys like that who dig us will tell you. Now, pay attention here, Danny, because it's time for Season of the Witch. We've been playing a different version, right, of Season of the Witch. Well, since our first October show back in 2001. Doc, we're going to do it again tonight. Now, Joe, do you know anything about a group called Luna?
Not offhand. I mean, I remember hearing about them, but other than like a, I don't know, 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Right. Okay. So then, now here we go, Doc. You're going to be smarting off on this again. Now, this is from 1996.
Oh, boy.
That's how far we've had to scrape for this one now. Are you prepared?
Oh, man.
Well, just be prepared.
I don't think I have a choice.
Every stitch. knock in my window. So many different people to me. It's strange.
Jane, the bass riff in that song rules, man.
What do you make of all this? I just damn can't believe it.
Weird to you, but on these weird voyages, weird creatures appear. It's part of the journey.
Man, trip battle.
Well, he's the fiddle man, Papa John Creech, right there on the Buddha Records label, right? Okay, that's a slightly obscure one from Papa John. Of course, we all know him from the Hot Tuna days, right, Joe?
Plus time spent with the airplane and the Starship.
Naturally. Okay, not to be forgotten. All right, so anyway, yeah, that was, where are we at? Fiddle Man, Papa John, and then right before that, of course, Joe, did you recognize who that might have been? It was Pentangle, Joe.
An awful lot like the Pen, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good old Pentangle with Light Flight on the Reprise label, man, just making it work somehow. We kicked it off, of course, that set. With a group called Luna, yes, it was a mid-90s thing. It was on like a little EP of theirs, so a very obscure, but nonetheless, over 20-year-old rendition there now of Season of the Witch, right? That's what I'm talking about. And once it, now, looks, a few more emails came in here real quick during that last. Is that Mr. Bill coming in? It's Damn Shoutcast. I think that's Mr. Bill coming in, and he's got Damn Shoutcast problems. I know how it goes tonight. We got all kind of problems. But here's something to soothe your aching problems.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
By the way, sizes.
36. That's my motto, 36C or bust.
All right. I don't know, folks, if in your part of the world you saw the big fat moon out there tonight, but looking for a chick pick was kind of tough this week. I was looking through our boxes around the studio for something with an October or Halloween vibe, and nothing was hitting me. But then I came across a record that made me think about something. And I don't know. Doc, you meditate? You ever meditate?
Yeah, all the time. I was just doing it just now, actually.
Just now, meditating. You know, people think about witches, and witches make spells and have incantations. I'm Pennsylvania Dutch, and in our family Bible, a long time ago, all these incantations came out, and it's powwow. You know, you ever heard of hex signs, Doc? Hexerei?
Okay, yeah.
The Pennsylvania Dutch believe in, you know, some form of prayer, spells, wishes, hopes, and
man,
you know, you can.
Nancy, I got those books. I got resources.
You have, of course, Joe Stocks has resources on some Hexerei and Brockerei. You know, you can send out good vibes, Brockerei, into the world. You can send out some negative vibes into the world. You know, your thoughts are who you are. So you, what you think you become. And I came across this record called Witchy Tai To. Now, witch, not being a witch, but Native Americans talking about the land and beauty in this world. And I think, you know, it's on the Vanguard label, and it just seemed right to me for Halloween to send out some good spells into the world, some good Native American witchy tai to.
Witchy time,
The fog is rolling down the river. Dark clouds hanging mighty low. Well, it's a long, long way from old St. Louis to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on a steamboat line. We hit the deck on a Monday morning, but we make the docks on a Saturday night. A girl way down in Vicksburg. I used to stop every time I passed till she made off with a riverboat gown with a new silk suit and a little mustache. Well, I make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on a steamboat line. We hit the deck on a Monday morning, but we'll make the dots on a Saturday night. Now when I die, I've got one favor. Don't lay me down in the cocoa ground. Just take me out to the middle of the river and roll me over and point me south. Well, I make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on a steamboat line. We hit the deck on a Monday morning, but we make the docks on a Saturday night.
Rockin' Radio!
The rock and roll queens, you blew the world.
closer, see what you get. A little nearer to thee, but not just yet. Singing blue, blue, am I blue? You nearly blew me down. I heard a long, tall sally in terminal pain. Then they played the Rolling Stones again. It was the last flash of rock and roll. It was a too fine mama with a heart of gold. It never was new, it never grew old. It's your last flash of rock and roll.
There he goes, man. There he goes. Outside Sounds of Robert Hunter taking us out tonight, Doc.
Bookends, huh?
That's what you do when you're in the business, Doc. You
yeah,
know.
Right.
Can I tell you, Joe?
That's a good frame.
That was Last Flash of Rock and Roll from Robert Hunter, also on the Round record label.
Aw, Last Flash.
It was Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs up there before that on the Columbia label with Roused About. Before that, it was a group called Everything Is Everything on the Vanguard label with that version of Witchy Tie Toe that Chesty threw out there for a chick pick tonight, folks. All right, well, folks, that's just how it goes. Man, what can I tell you? It's over. It's done.
Yep. Happy Indigenous Peoples Weekend.
Yeah, we're listening to Ernie Fields' version of Christopher Columbus in the background, as a matter of fact. We've got to change that title. We're burning all those records now on Downtown Kids. Bring them down. Rock and roll has got to be stopped. Well, yeah. Hey, folks, get over to rockandradio.com where they keep encouraging us to do this, and even though
we have no idea why.
You know, come on. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve to be treated that well by the boss man, Randy Tivins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the stepfather of soul. Stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And, of course, the electrophonic sounds of Bri-Fi Phillips. The deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd. And then they actually carry us over there. That's when you're not over at LostDiscsRadio.com. Good night, Doc.
Oh, good night.
Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Hey, Joe, good night.
Good night.
Good night, JJ, Jay. And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you is.